Chadu de don zendai Yeah. What is meditation? To understand what meditation is, one has to understand what it is not. So the human body is made for activity. The human body is made for work, for activities, for doing, for action, for thinking. So that's why most people, they never come across meditation, because meditation means no activity. You cannot do meditation, you have to allow it. And you have to turn your back to activity. All activities. So that's why meditation is difficult when one starts. For you only know the physical body, the activity, the identification, the restlessness, the doing, your image in your mirror. So when you first sit, the body might be restless. There might be tensions there. There might be stiffness. So only if you are inviting meditation, silence, peace, consciously, and you are willing to go beyond any tensions, any holding, any activity, can you find your center, your silent being? That's why they say it's difficult, because the human body is made of action, activities. But if you are only identified with that, which is very easy to do, that the whole life you're only identified with the body, then you will never find that peace. You never find your true self, which is beyond all doing, beyond all activities. So the first thing to understand is that you consciously have to turn your back to any activity, any tensions in your body, in your mind, for the mind is very restless. And without awareness, you will always be occupied with the mind. You have to focus on something that is deeper than the thoughts. That's why all the different techniques have sprung up. For example, vipassana, just awareness of the breath, can help you to stay in the moment, not to drift away with the thoughts. So slowly, slowly, allowing yourself to relaxing into the moment, into your silent center, beyond any activity, beyond any thought. That is called coming back home, resting in your center, undisturbed by the mind. So getting more and more used to that, getting more and more settled in that, this knack of dropping all activities, of not being identified with any thoughts, any emotion, any feeling, any doing, any image. You find a gold mine inside yourself, a peaceful center, undisturbed by the surface. So they say it's a long path. One needs patience, one needs self-investigation, self-knowledge, inquiry, dedication, to find that center, that silent center in yourself. Then the second is to settle in it, to know that it's always there. That any time you can relax back into your own center, undisturbed by the outside. Then you get a different presence, a different awareness, a new beauty of life. Because now you are in touch with your essence. And all your actions will also change. They will become more beautiful, more harmonious, more relaxed, unhurried. Everything will take a different grace. Now the next step is to bring that into the world. Bringing that peace into your actions, whatever you are doing. That is meditation in action. And that's how meditation should be. It shouldn't be something separate. It should be part of life. That everything becomes a meditation and awareness. That you are conscious of your actions, of what you're doing, or how you walk, or how you talk, or how you think. That is what is forgotten by humans. If this connection gets established again, then life becomes in balance. Because your action comes from your silence, from your awareness, instead of your restless mind, your instincts, your desires. Let it come from non-doing. Let it come from the center. Let it come from the heart. And everything takes a different flavor. It becomes delicious, unhurried, graceful. Meditation is an opening of the heart, of your being. And expansion of consciousness.